Elizabeth Joyce with us, the psychic. Her latest book is called Unlimited Realities, and we will get to your calls in a moment. She will do some limited readings for you, too, so we'll do that on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Elizabeth Joyce with us. We'll get to your calls as well. We're going to chat with her about some other things that she continues to see. What do you see in terms of earthquakes or any kind of changes like that, Elizabeth?
I think we're going to have several more. I feel Iceland is one. There's going to be more in Italy, but Iceland is going to be having some dark clouds over it, and it did before, volcanic eruption. And there might be a earthquake in California that's pretty serious. It'll be up in the Bay Area. It won't be the one. And I also feel that there's several around this country in strange places, because the water is changing, the water table is changing, and I do see the Mississippi and Missouri rivers coming together even more so. We're going to eventually have a river from Chicago down to New Orleans.
Wow.
Right through the middle of the country.
The late prophet Edgar Cayce predicted major earth changes, especially in North America, where, you know,
yes.
States.
And that starts in 2018, 2017, and it goes right through 2030.
What is the catalyst for these changes? What happens?
Some of it is oil drilling, that they're doing it improperly. And some of it are just the plates are slipping. Did you know that some ISIS people were dropping bombs off the coast of Africa, trying to loosen the plates to send a tidal wave over to the United States?
Oh, my God.
I thought that was very strange.
That was
I know they caught some people doing that about a year ago. That's true.
Well, I guess technically it could happen if the bombs were placed in the right place and big enough. I don't know if they have that kind of technology.
But they've been having fun trying. And I see a lot of rain and snow and wet weather for England, especially, and upper New England. Of course, they're getting all the snow this year. And so is Portland. I mean, Portland, Oregon, they're having unheard of weather over there. And here I'm sitting in Pennsylvania, and it's been very nice. Cloudy, but nice.
Strange weather. Okay, Hillary had a election meltdown after she lost. Is she going to rebound? What's in the cards for her?
I see her retiring.
You do?
I do. And I just don't know why. I don't know whether it's because of her health or what it is. I know that Bill is, he's coming into something, either Alzheimer's or dementia. I hate to say it, but there is already a problem with him that they know of that's being handled medically.
Wow.
So that I think they're gone. I really do, George. I think we have new people coming up.
The Dalai Lama, you talk about his health.
The Dalai Lama is doing some teachings. I think that when he's over in Europe, there's going to be a problem with his health around France. And in that area, and they do have a new Dalai Lama already that I think they're going to put him in place this next year.
You don't think China will stop that?
No, I don't think they can. They won't do it in China. They'll probably do it in India. But they will have a new Dalai Lama come in this year, and he'll be young, 7 or 8 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he'll be around for a long time then.
Yeah,
he should be.
I don't know if you ever read the book, The Third Eye. But
oh, yeah.
That explains the whole thing about it. It was such a deep book.
It is.
So he'll be
is.
Young. He'll be between 7 and 12, and he'll come in and be trained. And that's kind of nice. We have a transition in life.
So let's take some phone calls from folks. And some of them would like personal readings. And so you require what, the birth, month, day, and year?
Yes, the birth date and the first name, and then you and I like to have the city and state that they're calling from.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Joe in Long Island, who simply, I think, just has a question for you. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. My first question would be, what can people do for youth enhancement? That would be one. The second would be on drone technology. Where is that going? And a third would be just...
Slow down, Joe. You have one question.
No, that's okay. I'm writing these down for you, Elizabeth. Don't worry.
Which question? One question, Joe.
Okay. Those would be the two. The youth enhancers I wanted to know about, and then the drone technology.
The drone technology is going to increase and become dangerous before we start getting control of it. We really need to improve the technology a little bit. They're just playing with it. They don't realize how dangerous it can be.
I do
see laws being passed to control that.
You don't think Amazon's going to merely just deliver to us with drones?
They could, but they're going to do it with better technology. They're not ready yet. Splatting against my window is not what I want, George.
He was interested in youth enhancement. Any kind of breakthrough technology coming up for that to, get people younger?
Oh, I see. He means reversing age.
Yeah.
We have the technology now, but people don't want to follow it. We really do. With diet control and meditation, you can reverse aging. I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it medically because it takes more than that to do it.
We won't become Benjamin Buttons, huh?
I don't think so.
Let's go to Mel in Sarasota Springs, New York. That's horse country, by the way. Hey, Mel, welcome.
Yes, good morning, George, Elizabeth.
Hi there.
Yes. I'd like to ask your guest, George. I have recently purchased a thoroughbred racehorse, a yearling,
who's
now 3 years old. He's on the farm. I'm just curious about his physical health and his future and the success.
Well, Mel, I need two things. I need your birth date and I need the horse's birth date.
I'm going to say not early fall. I have the cognitive at home. I have to say it's about an April fall. Born in the month of April.
That would have been of 2014?
2014. Okay, and when is your birthday, Mel?
My birthday is 8/3/57.
August 3rd?
I feel real good with this horse. Is this a filly or a...
He's a colt.
It's a colt. I feel good with this horse. What did you name it?
I named him after my dad, Claude's Alley Cat. My dad's name is Claude, and he's got Stormcat
top and bottom. I like that. Claude Alley Cat. I feel good with it. I feel that there's going to be a significant change in him this year, and you'll see it. Are you going to enter him in some races?
Well, that's what I'm hoping, that he stays healthy physically. I know he's mentally sound.
Next year, he'll be eligible to race.
Well, no, he'll race it too.
I feel hopefully a strong horse. I feel a fiery horse, and I feel a good horse.
Yeah, I mean, he's a yearling, so next year he'll be a 2-year old.
He's two, George. He's two.
He's two now?
Yeah, he's.
Oh, then he's ready to go.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. That's what I'm feeling. That he's going to enter him in some this year, and then next year some bigger ones, and he will win. He will win for you. Not all the time, but he'll win, and that's good. He's strong.
Yeah, I just hope that he'll be honest. I'm pretty sure because he's pretty smart.
Horses generally, all of them become of age on January 1st, regardless of when they were born, right?
True. Yeah. They all progress. Advance a year on January 1st. But I'm saying he was probably born in April.
Yes, but he's got the blood. He's got the fire that's going to give you good results. So you will have good results, and you will win a few nice pieces.
Claude Alley Cat. We got to look for him.
I love the name, Claude Alley.
If he's in the Triple Crown, we're taking you, Elizabeth, down to
Louisville. Oh, that would be great. I'll come. That would be wonderful.
Let's go to Del Mar, California. Nice racetrack there, too. Robert West of the Rockies. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Great, Rob. Thank you.
I got a quick question for you. Are we ever going to finish exploring our own planet?
That's an interesting question, Elizabeth.
That's an interesting question. And you know what? We are exploring our own planet. And the two blocks that we've had is in the Amazon area of South America and parts of the islands in the Pacific. But we are going to explore more. We already know by helicopters or drones or whatever you call it, cameras that have flown over the Amazon, that there's a civilization that we have not been able to get to. And that's interesting to me.
And every time we hear stories of some of these civilizations that come out of the woods, out of the forests, uh-huh. It's an amazing story, isn't it?
It is. And then how they've survived in their own limited way, mm-hmm. in the caves or whatever, is to be respected. I believe that we have all stages of life on this planet. We have the people that are living in the caves, and we have the people that are living in the penthouses, and everything in between. I know that we have all vibrations from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and I know that we are going to be finding out more and more about people, their resilience, and new things. And we have children. The children are wonderful. We have the indigo children, George, and the rainbow children, and the crystal. We have new ones now that they're not any older than three, and they're called the far-seeing children. And I think these are the ones that are going to bring us more transhuman information.
But stay away from the black-eyed children. Don't let them in. Don't let them in. All right, let's go to Granite City, Illinois. We're going to talk to Tracy. Born on July 4th, 1961. July 4th, 1961. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Good morning. For quite a while now, I've had a feeling that I'm going to be moving my family to the mountains and that we're going to be helping a lot of people. Something big needs to happen first. But I've always been a dreamer, and my question is this just my overactive imagination, or is this really going to happen?
Well, I think that Chicago is going to get to such a place that you might want to do that. Everybody's talking about the end of the days and doomsday and what to do and that type of thing. It's always good to be prepared. I do think you are going to have a move. I'm going to tell you between 2018 and 2020, and there will be an event that will create it, but I'm not sure what it is. It is environmental.
But is that a good thing for her?
It's a good thing for her, sure.
Good luck, Tracy. Hope everything works out for you.
Follow her intuition.
Have you ever given somebody a reading and it's so horrendous about what's going to happen to them that you don't even want to tell them?
If I do that, George, I make it with hope. I give it with higher consciousness.
A little
because
upbeat.
Things happen to people that happen, and things happen to people because of their choices. And you have to be careful how you tell them so that they can hear you.
So when things happen,
yeah,
are they things that will be or could be?
Could be. Always could be. It's never over till it's over, just like the fat.
I like that.
Things.
So there could be some change.
Yes, it can change the minute that you change your consciousness. I mean, if I'm talking to somebody that has an illness or a problem and I tell them that they need to see a doctor and they need to do A, B, C, and D, and they don't do it, that's not my fault.
No, it's not. Next up, we're going to go to Elgin, Texas, September 24th, 1954. 9/24/1954.
And who's the person?
Charles is with us. Hey, Charles, go ahead.
Hey, Well, my question is about the it's sort of financial, except that it's a little bit bigger issue than this, but it's the how will I have the best outcome for getting an attorney, having a lawsuit for my in order to pursue my my dad's life being cut short.
Like a malpractice?
Medical malpractice?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but it's a very bad thing that they did on the ambulance, and in fact blocked
me.
You need to get
to somebody right away.
Yeah,
right away.
I know.
You don't wait. You go and you talk to somebody and get their advice. I was a paralegal in New York, and one of the worst things that you can
quickly.
Do,
I mean, how would I find
wait.
This person quickly? I kind of delayed.
Get the phone book. Get the phone book in your area, go to malpractice, look at the attorneys, and check your inner.
They're there. You make one, get one referral.
You will know intuitively.
Sorry about what happened to your father, Charles. Not good at all. Not good. Most people, Elizabeth, when they come to you, want what? Relationship information or job?
Oh, or healing. I do healing.
Yeah, that's you do. And you've done that for a long time because you healed yourself.
It's amazing. It's amazing what you can do with energy. And with people making small changes in their life that can bring such positive results. And I also do intensives. I'm having one at the end of February where everybody comes and we meditate together, and it creates a ball of energy that we can always use.
Where are you going to do that?
I'm doing it in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The last time I had one, we had a married couple come, and the man was worried about his eyesight. My son is an eye surgeon, and he asked me about a new procedure, and I asked my son about it, and my son told him not to do it. It was too new. But in the meantime, in the session, his eye cleared.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
And he never had the surgery. He never had to have
That's
it.
Not, and your son's an ophthalmologist, huh?
Yes, he owns the Ramsey Eye Care Center in New Jersey.
Good. He's done LASIK and everything else, I bet.
Yeah, he has.
That's pretty good. How did he get involved in that? He always liked that?
Well, he was going to be a pharmacist. His father was a pharmacist, and I put him to work in a pharmacy when he was in high school. And he came home and said he was going to be a doctor because he wanted to give the orders.
He wanted to prescribe them, not fill them, right?
You know, I knew, I don't know if you know this, George, but I had a lot of trouble carrying my children. And when I became pregnant with Jeffrey, I knew that night. And I had an angel appear before me and tell me I would have a son. His name would be Jeffrey. He was going to be a doctor. And before age 35, he had something great to give mankind.
How about that?
And
now what's...
He worked with Harvard on laser eye surgery without cutting.
Which is new now.
Yes.
That's right. I had LASIKs done in the infant stages where they cut your flap on your eye and then shoot you, and then with the laser, then they put the flap back.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No. Thank God. It's kind of a horrible thing to even think about, right? They shave part of your eye.
Well, it is, but, you know, they were doing it, and look at what it's given mankind now as they perfected it with any technology,
Absolutely.
With even getting to Mars. We have to keep trying until we get there, right?
Yep, we do. We do. But you see us growing with technology, getting better and better and better.
Amazing, amazing. I think India is very gifted with their technological knowledge, and I think that they're going to soar with bringing us the information. But yes, I think we're saturated with it, and I think we haven't really had enough time to absorb that which we can do. I mean, now you can go out and you can have your garage door open before you come home. You can have the oven turned on for the dinner. You can, all these things that we can do. It's amazing.
You can start your car before you even get in it.
I know, and you know, there's so much that we don't know that they use, like in spying and in, it's better than James Bond. We just don't know it. It's amazing.
Where do you get your book, Unlimited Realities?
It will be available on my website now. It's not quite at the printer yet. I expect it out right after March 1st, and then you can get it on Amazon.com. All my books are on Amazon.com.
Man, we're breaking a story about this book coming out, aren't we?
Well, it's, you know,
I love scoops.
For 20 years.
I love scoops. Okay, Elizabeth, stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment and take final phone calls with you. Next hour, we talk about Bigfoot right here on Coast to Coast AM. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a Hollywood producer in the studio, and then we'll have a couple people who are actually out there killing Bigfoot. That's the title of the show. Nothing's happened yet, but I'm sure we'll get your comments on that, too. And welcome back to Coast, Elizabeth Joyce with us. We'll get to your calls, too, as we talk about her life in the psychic world. Now, you have a twin, right?
I did. She passed away in 2013.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now, was she psychically inclined, too, Elizabeth?
No, she was not. Not at all.
Huh. Should she have been by being a twin?
Not in this case. It's a long story, but
Yeah. Basically
we were opposites. Now, I have two older sisters that are identical twins.
Okay.
And they were so close that they spoke their own language. And you know what's interesting? They were born 2 minutes apart. We were born 20 minutes apart.
That is a long span in between.
A long span, different rising signs and all that. So it was just different souls. She helped me in her way, and I helped her in my way, but she was not spiritual. More towards the end of her life, she started to be.
You've talked a little bit about a movie that some of us all remember, Soylent Green, with Charlton Heston, with a very bizarre ending. I'll just tell folks that it has to do with food shortages.
I think they ought to watch it. When I watched that in the 70s, it stayed with me.
You don't think that could happen, do you?
Well, in a way, of course I do.
Oh, gosh.
And in another way, I don't. So let's hope it never does.
Well, people who,
with the movie, wasn't it?
People who haven't seen the movie are saying, what are they talking about?
Oh, I know. I wanted to mention cyber theft.
Yeah.
Because cyber theft
is
going to be big.
It's
really even worse than it is now. And I know that you talk about people calling your house and telling you that they're with the FBI. That's what we're getting here in Pennsylvania. We're with the FBI and you owe money. And then they're doing it about your computer. We have to come and work on your PC. And I go, well, that's nice, but I don't have a PC. but these are very dangerous times, especially for elderly people that don't have their phone ring. And then when it does, they want to talk to the person. They don't really want to hang up.
That's true. That is so true.
So it's really sad what's going on.
All right, let's go get some calls. You ready?
Okay. Sure.
Indianapolis we go, September 1st, 1960. Elio is with us, first-time caller. Hello, Elio.
George, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for your service.
Very welcome. Elizabeth. Thank you. What question do you have, Elio?
Elizabeth, I need a healing. I've had a lot of health issues in 2016, arthritis of the back, four herniated discs. Even after a laser surgery procedure, I'm still feeling it. And my hips, I'm scheduled for hip surgery on the 27th.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot that I could work with you on. I think that you need to start meditation if you're not doing that already. And I know that that can be difficult when you're in pain and uncomfortable. There's also some wonderful music and toning that could help you. But I suggest that you go to the website and send me a message. And I can work with you off
Super. Air. How long does it take to heal somebody?
It can take 2 minutes or it can take 2 months.
It all depends on the individual?
It all depends on the person and how they feel inside, yep.
And your role is what? You're a facilitator?
I bring in the energy.
Okay.
Remember we talked about the waves?
Yeah.
There's something about me that brings in the energy. I can open up and bring it in.
But there's some.
I know there's a lot of people on the earth that can do this. I'm not the only one.
Are there some things that you do that you still can't explain to yourself?
Yes. But I know they've been given to me. Because I've had wonderful out-of-body experiences, and I've had wonderful experiences with what I call the divine energies. And I believe that that's how I can do it. I don't know why. Doesn't matter why. It matters that I can do it.
Elio Joyce, Elizabeth Joyce's website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and you can email her through her website, and you guys work out the timing of all this. Lots of people are probably in need of healing, Elizabeth, I would think.
Well, they are, more than anything, and they think they have to live with it. They think they have to live with lower back pain, or they have to live with catching their breath and all these things. I guess they make themselves wrong, and they don't. Because you can improve yourself. For example, when I get upset or depressed or worried, I sit on my bed. I go, okay, now what? I'm worried. I'm worried about such and such. And I just start to breathe. I release the worry and the fear. All is well in my world.
If somebody,
I'm telling you, George, it works.
If somebody has stage 5 cancer, are they a little too far gone for someone even like you to help?
This is, you know Louise Hay. We all know
yes.
Louise. Well, Louise teaches that once it's on the body, it's much more difficult to work with. So stage 5 cancer or 4 cancer, whatever it is, which is what my twin died of, is something that you have to learn to embrace and accept and then try to heal it. But there's a reason that it got there. And this is for everything. This is my philosophy for everything. There's a reason that it got there, and that's what has to be addressed. That's hard to say, but you can do it.
There could be a number of reasons.
Yes, of course. It can be environmental. I had foster children from Sweden. I got them through high school. They both died. They died a year apart because when they lived in New Jersey with my son, they had been living with their father in a place that was full of asbestos.
Oh, gosh.
And the father died first, and then the daughter died, and then the boy died. It was very sad.
Oh, my God. It's pathetically sad. Did your sister reach out to you for healing? I'm just curious.
Actually, she reached out to me for peace because she knew why she was going through what she went through, and she knew that it was her choice.
Next up.
It was her choice. She admitted it.
Let's go to Janet in Houston. November 8, 1948. Hi, Janet. Go ahead.
Hi, y'all. How are you tonight?
Fine. Thank you. You had a busy day in Houston today, didn't you?
Oh, wow. It was a killer.
My gosh. What a game.
It's a nail biter.
What a game.
Yeah. Thank goodness I wear my nails short, so that was not a problem. But what I was wanting to talk about is my health, and it's not something really life-threatening, but I've been wondering why I cannot get where I worry, I have anxiety, and I have insomnia. And
okay, and that's inner peace.
Yes, ma'am.
It really has to do with...
Some problems in my family with, you know, a daughter's a drug addict and just some
different things. I'm sure there are many problems. Inner peace is achieved always by meditation, always. And what I teach people, and it can take up to 4 months for you to really engulf yourself with inner peace, but you can do it. And I use something called Ardas, which is from the Crimson series. It means prayer beyond prayer. And I would have you sleep and have that music playing low on your iPad, you know, over and over again, and just sleep with it going 24/7. And within 7 days, you will feel terrific.
Good for you. Good advice. Elizabeth, what has been for you the most heartwarming aspect of what you've been doing? Has there been a situation or a person that just really got to you emotionally?
Yeah, I was naming the three of them, the three people that I consider that saved my life. The first one would be William Vitalis. The second one would be Brenda Hayes. And the third one is Mark Tremblay from Quebec, Canada. And these are people that have been in my life, that have touched my life, that I know I would not be alive today without them. And I think we all have those people, don't we?
In some form and fashion, we do. It might not be medical help, but it could be emotional or advice.
Right. And these three were definitely emotional help for me. Although my Dr. Rentrop saved my life. When I was 36, I had cervical cancer, and it was back in the 70s. And let me tell you something, he knew it, and I just had the feeling inside to go with it, and I went with it, and I wound up having a total hysterectomy, and he saved my life.
Let's go next to Asheville, North Carolina, March 26, 1967. Terrell is with us, east of the Rockies. Hi, Terrell. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
I just have a question about finances and romance, if possible.
Well, ask me a question about them.
Well, what do you see for my 2017?
Okay. I need a direct question, George, but I will tell you that you have had a lot of ups and downs with both romance and finances, and you need to really pay attention a little bit to what's being offered you and to concentrate more on your work situation so that you can strengthen yourself, and it's coming. You're going to have some nice surprises. I'm going to tell you as early as April with work. What do you do for work?
Currently, I'm unemployed.
I thought so. But I think you're going to have some nice surprises in April. But you have to apply yourself, Terrell, and not just shrug it off and say, oh, that's a nothing job, because that's what's going to sabotage you. Don't sabotage yourself the way you've been doing.
You get the negativity out of you, I guess.
You've got a fabulous mind. I think you tend towards being very mechanical or electrical, and I think that you could educate yourself a little bit better, and you will be able to maintain yourself.
And I would think, Elizabeth, that getting the career going first would then help the relationship second.
You can't have a relationship until you love yourself, George. You really can't. You can have dates and you can have flings, but anything lasting has to come after you love yourself. So I think getting the job first is absolutely right on the money.
We next go to Tony, Corona, California, April 12th, 1943. April 12th, 1943. Tony, go ahead. You're on with Elizabeth. What's your question?
Elizabeth, I have a neuropathy from diabetes, and I have an opportunity to get some stem cell work done in North Las Vegas this month. I need to be healthy so I can continue playing guitar and getting around.
Sure. So are you tending to go and do it?
I'm intending to go and do it. All I have to do is make an arrangement for a date.
I think you should go and do it, and this is what I'd like you to do before for the procedure. I would like you to sit and visualize the procedure and see yourself healthy and stringing that guitar and writing your own music afterwards.
I love it.
I'm already a music writer. I'm just looking to make something happen in the future.
It will. Well, whatever it is that you do, just visualize it. Visualize the outcome. Visualize the surgery going well. I am healthy, whole, and complete, and my life is great. Just know that it's going to be that way, and you'll be fine.
Now, I know what you're going to say, but why the importance of visualization?
Because it gives him inner self-confidence and inner strength. And he couldn't be in the position that he's in if he had that.
That's a good point. Okay, let's now go to Toronto, Canada. August 14th, 1955. Nina is with us on the international line. Nina, what's your question?
Oh, good morning, Elizabeth and George.
Hi.
My question to you is, it has to do with my finances. And I have been off work on LTD since September of 2015 due to medical reasons, and I still haven't been given the clear to go back. And I was just wondering, will I have something to go back once I do get the clear?
I think you're going to get the clear around April 1st. And yes, I do think they'll have something for you. Now, I've got to tell you, Nina, that it may not be the job that you left. It may be something a little different. But take it, because you won't be in that area long. You'll be where you need to be. So just trust that part of it.
Would I enjoy it more than what I was doing prior?
You can enjoy anything, anything. It doesn't matter if you're digging dishes. All you have to do is love it.
I'm sorry?
I said all you have to do is love it.
All I have to do is love it?
All you have to do is love it. And understand that you're moving, that you're going through a process. Just like your body is getting healed, then your emotions are getting healed by the fact that your business saved you a spot. It may not be exactly what you had last time, but they saved it for you. There's gratitude there. And from that point, you can go anywhere you want.
And right now,
you can hate it.
Go ahead.
I said, or you can hate it and quit. But I think that the way your mind is set is what you will create.
Right now, we're going to Alexandria, Louisiana, January 5th, 1961. January 5th, 1961. Guess who? It's Cornelius. Hello there, Cornelius.
Hello. I'm corny to you, but anyway. Elizabeth Joyce, the big bad voice for George Norrie. But Miss Elizabeth, God bless you. I thank you for being on. I can tell George and Gina, I'm the God, Guns, and Gold man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans man, and get ready. But my question, boy, and Joyce, I hope you and George will come to Mardi Gras. We're inviting all y'all to Mardi Gras this year. And I predicted that the Patriots would win the game also. So I did get that right. But my question for you, I'm trying to get a presidential pardon. What do you see for me? I'll take my answer off here so somebody else can get on.
Presidential pardon. He had a personal episode, Elizabeth, some time ago when he was a corrections officer.
I think that he'll get it, but I don't think he's going to get it till about October, November, but I do think he'll get it.
It's too bad he didn't get it when President Obama was giving so many out, huh?
Yeah, but you know what? Trump really cares about this type of thing if they're an officer. He cares about the police and he cares about the Army. I feel very strong that he'll get it.
Okay, well, he's a good guy, so I hope he gets it.
I feel that. I want to laugh. He makes me feel so good.
Okay, the website, newvisions.com with a hyphen in between. I recommend a lot of people go there. She has written now 9 books, publishing another one.
I do have a 24-hour answering.
Oh, you do? What's that number?
201-934-8986.
Let's give it out again. 201-934-8986.
Yes, and they can leave a message, and we'll get back to them.
You have another book that's called Psychic Attacks.
I do. That was my first book, George. I wrote that in 2007.
That was so spot on. And these things are still happening, these psychic attacks by these people.
They never stop. It's energetic.
It really is.
I wrote that book after I went to court 4 different times to help people get their money back from gypsies that stole from them. $400,000, $500,000, and we got the money back.
You got it back?
We did. We went to court.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. And what's your next step? What do you do next?
Well, I teach, and I want to teach more. I'm doing a radio show once a week on the internet, and I'm teaching Ascension, and I'm teaching how to stay well. And I'm helping people shape their own lives. It's also almost like personal counseling, where I suggest they do such and such a meditation or such and such a diet, and then their lives get better.
All right. Thank you again for being on the program. Always great chatting with you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you too. Thank you, George.
Elizabeth Joyce, she's a psychic. And, you know, again, all her information is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And don't forget, by the way, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We sent out the little messages all day today, and it's just a great way to communicate while you prepare and wait for the show to start. Now, here's our final emerging artist for the week, for the month, Ellie Electric. The song is called The Queen of Mars from Vancouver, Canada.